Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
If we knew more about our sleep, what would we do differently? Would we go to bed at a consistent time or take steps to reduce interruptions to our sleep? With Sleep Score, Apple Watch measures your bedtime consistency, interruptions, and sleep duration. Then, every morning it combines these factors into an easy-to-understand score from 1 to 100. So you'll know how to take the quality of your sleep from okay to very high. Know your sleep score with Apple Watch. iPhone 11 or later required.
They say you should learn something new every day. Like how you should only drink Jägermeister at 0 degrees Fahrenheit, ice cold. Like those frozen cavemen they find, which makes you wonder, what would a caveman think of Jägermeister? Well, if you served it warm, he'd probably throw it in your face, say, Oonga Boonga, and storm off. And nobody wants that. So drink it cold or not at all. Jägermeister. Damn, that's cold. Drink responsibly. Jägermeister Liqueur, 35% alcohol by volume. Imported by Mast Jägermeister U.S., White Plains, New York.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, podcast on Tuesday, April 7th. We've got Eddie back, which you'll hear in the warm-up show coming up in a couple of minutes. And it is nice to have him back because the show ends. Eddie comes in with the cameras, and we are rolling. What's up, Al?
Very smooth. Very smooth. Eddie's replacements sometimes with this computer for the YouTube portion.
That's so smooth.
Well, it's a very finicky computer. If you bump it the wrong way, everything gets off a line.
I know.
The USB ports get touched. It's a whole thing.
Eddie is like a well-oiled machine.
Yes, he is. On my ride in this morning, I put on my Spotify. I just put on, like, you know, Spotify, and I'm sure Apple Music does this too. They'll make, like, quote-unquote radio stations for you based on what you like, playlists and things like that. So I got a classic rock playlist, and Dance the Night Away by Van Halen came up. and that gigantic, that beautiful Van Halen logo.
Mm-hmm.
And I,
on your screen?
On my screen. But I just feel like the Van Halen logo is such a classic rock logo. And I started thinking, like, which are the most classic rock logos?
Well, logos or album covers?
No, I'm going logos. Like,
see, I don't know if I know enough of them.
You will once we start. So I think the very most famous logo for a band is the Rolling Stones. The lips, the tongue.
Yeah,
that,
true.
That's like their
logo.
That
might be the most famous
one. I think that is probably number one.
Right. All right, so I got to look at these now.
I feel like Van Halen's number two.
So rock band logos, I'm calling
them? Yes, rock band logos. And I don't think the new bands have, like even somebody like, let's say, Kings of Leon. They've been around a while. They put out rock albums.
Motley Crue, I feel like, has one.
Motley Crue, of the time, uses that the two faces that they use for the Home Sweet Home, like the
but
drama.
That was an album cover.
Yeah, but sometimes an album cover becomes your thing.
All right, so I got a good picture here of a lot of them.
Okay.
Some of them are really, it's the font.
Exactly.
More than anything.
Correct.
Maybe that's why I'm trying to think of pictures. It's really the font.
The
though.
Font.
So the Van Halen one, obviously.
I love that one.
They're all, yeah. I mean, as I'm looking at them, is this Aerosmith? Aerosmith is pretty good.
They've got a logo, right, with the wings. Okay, so that's a good one.
That is a good one.
I feel like Led Zeppelin, Jerry, has these symbols. Zoso, whatever the hell that means.
Well, on this, it's just Led Zeppelin in a cool font.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin has a unique font.
Yeah, Chicago, cool font. Kiss.
Oh, Kiss with the S's, that looked like Z's.
I'll give you another one that's going to be very underrated. The Doors.
The logo. I mean, the font.
The way they spell it out.
Good
in
font.
Lower letter, like blow-up letters.
Yeah.
Like bubble letters almost. The Beatles.
Beatles, big font band.
Yeah.
I would put, would you put AC/DC as a logo? I think that's a logo.
They have a lightning bolt in the middle.
Yes, I think that's a logo.
So I would say yes. And I'm struggling with this one. I don't know what this is. This Guns N' Roses? Which one is this?
Oh, Guns N' Roses definitely has a logo.
Which one is this? So this is the one. It's red, white, and blue with like an alien skeleton face.
I
recognize it, but I'm struggling to come up. No, that's not Guns N' Roses.
Has a couple ones. They have the Appetite for Destruction album cover, sort of that the cross with all their cartoon faces on it. That became a logo for a long time, and then also just the gun with the two guns on the side. That's a great one.
Interesting. I feel like this is Guns N' Roses, but
let me come take a look, Jerry.
I'm looking at images right now as Al is walking over. No, it's not Guns N' Roses. So let me go back. Hold on. I got to go back. So it was. Where'd it go here? I clicked on this one. What is that one?
Grateful Dead.
Oh, the Grateful Dead. Okay. I knew it. It looked very familiar to me.
The Grateful Dead is a band. Now, I like a couple of their songs. I wish I loved the Grateful Dead.
I know. It sounds like so much fun.
They have such great logos.
Yep.
They have those teddy bears. They allow their logo to be used. Like, if you had, there's a coffee shop down the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
It's called Driftwood.
Yeah.
And they have their own coffee shop t-shirts, but they use the Grateful Dead logo in it.
Okay.
Because the Grateful Dead don't care if you use their logo.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I would not have thought that.
Grateful Dead's a great one.
That's a good one.
What other ones you got there? They're mostly fonts?
Really nothing. They're mostly, see what this one is. Again, another one I don't know. A skeleton with wings.
Skeleton with wings.
Yeah. I don't know what this one is. I should.
But it looks familiar.
It does look. Come on over again one more time. While you do that, the Allman Brothers Band is a font. Deep Purple's a font. What is this one, Al? Right there.
That's Aerosmith.
Oh, that one's Aerosmith? Yeah. What is this then?
That's Journey.
Oh, I was confusing
Boston's
it too.
That's a good one. Cheap Trick, big font.
Big font. Big font.
Yeah. I think the Van Halen one is the best. If I was a woman in the 1980s, I would have had a big Van Halen chain.
So you know Van Halen's one of my favorites.
Yes.
Only with Sammy Hagar. I like David Lee Roth, but Sammy Hagar years. I still think the best one's the Rolling Stones, or at least the most recognizable one.
I would actually, now that we've seen some of these, I'd go Rolling Stones one. I feel like I would go, although you didn't know it right off the top of your head, the Grateful Dead one is a really...
But I did know it.
That's a
I'm
really
just not
big
a Grateful
one.
Dead fan. That actually tells me more. I'm not a Grateful Dead fan, yet I know that logo.
Yeah.
It just, I need you to tell me what it was.
I need an old, like, remember you used to be able to go to the mall and you go to a t-shirt place and they would, you'd pick the thing and they'd iron it on. If I could get an iron on of the classic Van Halen logo, oh man.
I'm sure you could.
Because in the Sammy Hagar years, they did something different with the logo. They took the wings and they expanded it to like a circle around a globe.
Mm.
So they did a little something
different. As opposed to this basic one.
Yeah. But that's very a cool one. And then Weezer just took the Van Halen logo. And now the Weezer logo is pretty much...
Really?
They just put the wings on it like Van Halen did.
Let's see. Weezer logo.
Yeah. I really think it's the...
It's a ripoff.
It's a... Yeah, but I think they did it as an homage.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. It looks the same.
Yeah.
Exactly the same.
Yes.
That's,
you know, when we were doing Boomer and Geo concert t-shirts for when we do the live shows?
Yeah, yeah.
Like we did a parody of the Guns N' Roses.
Yep.
We did an Iron Maiden one.
Mm-hmm. Which was Eddie as the main character.
Yes. Eddie, our Eddie is there, yeah. Eddie. I wanted to do one like with the B&G and do the Van Halen type thing, but I don't know how that would look.
So the B and G in the middle with the wings coming off the sides?
It would work on the B. The G is harder to put the Van Halen wings on the side.
It would be very difficult. Yeah. Although, yeah, it would be hard.
I wonder who came up with that.
The logo?
The Van Halen logo.
They probably paid some marketing guy back in the day. I mean, I can't imagine, unless one of the Van Halen brothers was doodling one day
right,
on a yellow notepad.
I'm thinking one of the Van Halen brothers did that.
I suppose that's possible. You know, people do get paid big bucks to do this stuff now. Although now, you know, whether it's Grok or Chat, they come up with all these different ideas for you. It's actually amazing what you used to have to pay for, you can do for free, and you own it.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
It is weird.
But cool, too.
Weird and cool at the same time.
It is, yeah. It is neat.
Yeah, so those were just, I was thinking of just the Van Halen one in particular. Like, man, that was such a great one. I would love that in a silver pendant.
Well, I think you have to be in the band to have that.
Or like if I was a hot chick in the 80s with cleavage, I would get the Van Halen thing. So it would be
right there.
Right where the cleavage is.
I thought you wanted it for you. Like, you weren't in Van Halen. I was the manager.
I did work with David Lee
Roth. It's not a lie. I was running David Lee Roth for a while.
Yeah. That's right. It was weird in 1984 when that Van Halen album Jump with 1984 came out in 1984. And I remember they went on a huge tour and they played this area and all the kids in high school were going and going to a concert when I was in ninth grade was so foreign to me. Like, I didn't know what went on. It was so mysterious.
Yeah, sure.
But people went. And the other big concert I remember them going to that year or right around there, maybe a year before, a year after, was Def Leppard.
Okay.
With Billy Squier opening up. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, that seems like fun.
Did you not go to any concerts with your parents as a kid?
No.
I mean, yeah, we did. I mean, I went to, it's funny because you go all the way back to, I think it was 1982. I think it was 82. I was young, obviously. And we went, my dad was the CFO of Members Only, which I've said many times. And in 1982, they sponsored a tour. Either they sponsored the tour or they sponsored the Art Center that summer. I don't remember, but I really feel like they sponsored they sponsored the tour. It was the Happy Together Tour, the Turtles.
The Turtles.
And that's honestly where I started. I mean, I listened to it in the car, obviously, with my mother, but that's almost where, if I pinpoint why I like old music, I remember like going to that concert as an 8 or a 9 year old. And we had unbelievable seats as they were the main sponsor. The Members Only was on the ticket as the presenting sponsor of the show and the tour. And we went back. I don't remember any of that, but I remember we went backstage. I don't remember the details, but I remember the Turtles. That was it. That was the band. So I knew what a concert was. And I also went to at least one, maybe two Beach Boys concerts with my parents. So like I had done it. Now you fast forward to, you mentioned ninth grade. That was the first concert I ever went to alone in high school, and that was Don Henley at the Art Center. And it was cool. It was neat.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
How did you get there? Did you have to
drop us off? Yeah.
A drop-off pickup stage? I couldn't imagine doing that at the Art Center now.
Yeah. I remember my mother dropped me and a couple of friends off, and my friend's mom picked us up. But I also remember we couldn't stay for the whole thing because of the parking lot situation. We had to come out at a specific time, and we missed, which was fine. I mean, I didn't care at the time, but we missed probably the last 20 minutes of the show. But that was the first. And I remember walking out. I bought a T-shirt from a scalper and looked great. Had the logo of whatever. I think it was the End of the Innocence tour, I think it had the album cover on the front. And on the back, it said End of the Innocence, Don Henley. And so I was so proud. I spent like 10 bucks on it, my own money. It was awesome. We were with a couple of girls. And the one girl goes, "Are you guys stupid?" We're like, "What's the matter?" She goes, "You bought a shirt that says Don Henley."
No, oh, they screwed
it up.
What?
There was no E. The guy clearly made it in his basement and misspelled Henley.
I used to love the bootleg shirts.
Yeah, well, I got a bad bootleg.
They were cheap. I would oftentimes buy one bootleg and one real
original. You know those shirts are like T-shirts at concerts and are like $65 now?
Oh, yeah.
For a T-shirt.
Yeah. And they're terrible quality.
Oh, my God.
Just terrible quality.
It's unreal.
Yeah.
It really is.
America leads the world in medicine development. It matters. We get new medicines first, nearly 3 years faster. 5 million Americans go to work because we make medicines here at home. And not relying on other countries keeps us safe. But China is racing to overtake us. Will we let them, or will we choose to stay ahead? When America leads, America cures. Let's tell Washington to keep us in the lead.
Learn how at americacures.com. Paid for by Pharma.
And the bootleg T-shirts used to last longer to me than the... I had a really great Who bootleg T-shirt.
Okay.
From 1989, which I wish I still had.
Meadowlands?
It was awesome. Yeah, Giant Stadium.
I didn't go to that. My sister went to that. Yeah, that's how I remember that.
That was a good one.
I think I was supposed to go to that concert. And I know I didn't.
It actually just popped up on my YouTube algorithm.
The concert?
Yeah, they have the whole thing filmed from...
Unreal.
But filmed like with a professional camera crew because there's changes. And I didn't believe this till I watched it. They opened the concert.
Purple Rain?
No. A like 7-minute instrumental.
Okay.
From the Tommy. Bump, bump.
Was it a jam to start, basically?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like what the Chili Peppers do that.
Yeah.
The Chili Peppers, usually Anthony Kiedis remains backstage and Flea will come out. And he used to come out with a sock on his penis. Now he's
more 60, mature.
And he actually has shorts on now. Mm. He will come out and he will just riff with the guitar. And then Chad Smith all of a sudden will appear and start playing some drums. And it will go, I don't know, about 7 minutes, but it goes a few minutes. And then all of a sudden you get the spotlight as Anthony Kiedis comes out into whatever song they might start with. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that.
It's neat.
Yeah. I don't like even this one from The Who, and I don't think they would do this nowadays. It's much more of a big show.
Mm-hmm.
Like The Who, they all just came out. No lights went out. The Who came out. They slowly got to their positions. They kind of tune up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then they look around like, oh, okay, we're ready to start. As opposed to now, it's like the lights go out, boom.
But you know why, though? I really do believe the reason for it now is the amount of money people are spending on tickets. They feel like they have to put a production on.
Yeah.
Like I told you, like the Lady Gaga concert we went to was more of a Broadway show than it was a concert. I mean, it was, thank you very much, G. It was one of the most ridiculous concerts that I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Like she sang a song in a casket.
Yeah, it's a very involved.
It was dark. Like it was a dark show. Music was great. But so much, it was almost like the music was secondary, which is pretty wild.
Yeah, I actually saw a Madonna in like 1989 also, okay. And that was a very big production.
Yeah,
was like at the Continental Airlines or Brendan Murn, whatever the hell they were calling it back then.
Brendan Murn Arena
was like a whole thing.
Right. But you're right, though. Like, if you watch, like, the black and white footage of Elvis or the Beatles, or it's nothing more than the instruments. Go on, play the songs, get off. And that's it.
Yeah, now it's like a whole big thing.
Very different. Very different.
Yeah, you expect a lot more. You're right. When you're paying big bucks, like, come on.
Yeah, if you're going to pay $250 a ticket, you better give me, and you better play a while.
And, like, I think Pink does this where she's, like, suspended in the air.
Yeah, her show is, as I've seen it, I saw it once. She's got the cables. It is, I mean, God bless her. I'd be scared to death to do that.
Oh, yeah.
She ends it. Like, you could be as far away from the stage as humanly possible in whatever stadium arena she's in. And she makes a point to get, like, up close and personal, upper deck, hanging from this cable and singing to these people. It really is something. It's pretty wild. Now, I do believe her show is more about the music than the theatrics, but the theatrics are certainly a big part of it.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's a whole big production nowadays.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I guess it has to be.
Yes, you're right. When you're paying big bucks, let's go.
Yeah.
I want some explosions. I want some trapeze artists.
I don't need all of it.
Yeah.
But give me something other than just standing there and singing.
Yeah, I did go see Don Henley at the Meadowlands.
Okay.
During the end of The Innocent Story. He was boring. I remember that being very boring.
It's just him singing.
He just stood there.
Yes.
I was like, whoa.
I mean, no, and those are boring. Like the music, but they're boring shows.
They were boring.
I told you the worst show I ever saw, well, the Dylan one, but the other one was Crosby, Stills, and Nash, acoustic. Oof. They just sat on bar stools and we left. It was horrible.
Eddie would love that.
Yeah, and it was fine for a little while. It just got so boring.
Yeah.
No thanks.
The same thing over and over again.
Yeah. Like, please.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Game day at my place. This is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
One of the things that came up on the Boomer and Geo show today was sign language and people who are deaf.
Okay.
I don't really watch series anymore, but this. I do love Jason Bateman.
Mm-hmm.
So I watch anything I see Jason Bateman in, and he's in an HBO series called DTF St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. So is that other show of his done? What was it called? Where are they up in the woods?
Ozark?
Yeah, is that over?
It is over. I don't know if they're going to do another one. I forget how that ended.
So this is a new series now.
This is a new series.
Okay.
Where it takes place in St. Louis, and he is a local weatherman on TV. And the TV channel has a sign language guy who does sign language for the weather.
Okay.
And they become best friends. And then Jason Bateman starts sleeping with this guy's wife.
Oh.
Which the guy is okay with.
Oh.
But there's a lot of sign language in the series. And it always looked like an interesting thing to me to learn sign language.
Yeah, for sure.
I did ask Grok today, how long would it take me to learn sign language? And Grok says, like any other language. How long are you going to be practicing?
Right.
What speed are you
going
at? How much time are you putting into it? And with all languages, I suppose, you have to immerse yourself in the culture of the language in order to really, like, if you're going to speak Italian, you got to be places where people are speaking Italian.
Yeah.
And I guess with the sign language,
you have to absorb
too,
it more than study it, I think.
Yeah, there used to be this place when I was living in Tampa that was, there was a bar in downtown Tampa that had a night where if you went in there, there were many deaf people signing conversations.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to pick up on it there. But it seems very complicated.
Has to be. But I think learning any language is complicated.
Yeah.
If you don't learn it from an infant.
Yes.
You know, where it's just a learned behavior, basically. I told you, when I did 4 years of Spanish in high school, I thought I was pretty good at it, and walked into my first college Spanish class, and there was zero English spoken. Like, zero. And I walked right out. I'm like, I was lost in the first 10 minutes, and I thought I knew. I thought I had a small grasp of Spanish that I could hold small conversations. Well, when that instructor said, you know, muy bien, or not muy bien,
muy bien.
Buenos dias, everyone's like, buenos dias, great, I'm good. And then, I was like, whoa, slow down, go back to the first. I was like, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
And I was one of the, there were a couple like me. Most of them knew it, though. Like, most of them were, like, on it. I'm like, I gotta get the hell out of here.
It's funny when you think you have knowledge of something, and then only to be faced with it in real life,
mm-hmm.
and you go, oh, no, I have no idea. Like, I've gone to the batting cages. I can definitely hit a 70-mile-per-hour pitch. And then you get to a real thing, and you can't hit anything. You think you know Spanish.
Sure.
And then you get to a place, and you don't know Spanish.
Yeah. Or how about when you think you're an expert in something, and then you find out so many more people know more than you?
Yeah.
That's crushing.
Yes, very crushing.
You know, because there's always someone that's smarter and brighter.
Yeah.
You know, there's always somebody that's doing just a little bit more than you are.
Yes. That's unfortunate.
I actually said to, I was watching one of the YouTube golf things with my son yesterday, and it was Justin Rose. I'm sure you're familiar with that name. And he was a guest on one of these, I don't know, it might be Grand Horf, I forget which one it was. And he's just, every shot he's hitting is perfect. And I said to my son at that point, it's funny with this conversation, I said, I wish there was something in life that I was that good at. Just one thing. Like, I don't feel like I'm great at anything. I don't feel like I'm bad at too much. But there's really nothing that I feel I'm great at.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I feel like basketball play-by-play, I think I do a really good job. I don't think I'm great at it. You know, the football play-by-play, I think I do a really good job. I don't think I'm great. I hear other people. I hear it. I know they're better. You know, this, I think I do a good job. I don't think I'm great at it. I want to be great at something.
Yeah.
Something.
You're right. Playing the guitar, playing a horn, driving.
Yeah. I mean, all right, driving's been okay to me, but there's other people that are better drivers. That's where I'm always like, I want to go learn a trade, and I want to be great at that trade.
Yeah.
You know, I've said to my wife, pick one thing that we need the most repairing in the house. And she's like, I can't, all of it. Like, well, that's not the exercise here.
Well, you're right. You need to be like contractor.
Yeah, but
that's a tough one.
Being a contractor, though, you need to know I want to focus on one trade. And I still think it would be masonry for me because I think pavers and patios, and I think that's really cool. Not all that practical because that's like, I mean, let's be honest. That's not exactly the water pipe bursts and you fix it. I mean, that's for the upper class. It is what it is. So maybe a plumber, maybe an electrician. Sheetrock would be cool.
Sheetrock guy.
You know, if you could redo ceilings and walls. I think that's neat. Drywall. But I gotta do something.
And yeah. Or be
great at it.
Great cook to really know ingredients. That's a good one.
That would be great. Absolutely. Like golf is one thing that, you know, when I was younger, I really wanted to be, when I started playing, I'm like, I want to be great at this. I'm okay. I've never gotten there and I never will. That bothers me. With all the hours put in and all the time put in, I'm okay.
But your son could do that. And that would be second coolest.
I agree. And he has flown past me and it's ridiculous. And I'm awesome. Love it. Not me though.
It's not you.
I suck.
Yeah, I don't know. We want to be experts in just one thing.
Yes,
one skill to be an expert in.
Yeah. I remember my friend Brian back in the day when we were, I had just gotten married. He was engaged, and my other friend Mark, the three of us grew up together. I forget, one of them was engaged, one of them was married. We were definitely married already because I was the first of the group to get married. And I remember being in his apartment in Manhattan. We had like this dinner night, which was very nice. Him and his wife cooked. It was a great night. I remember having the conversation. He's like, so what do you want to do? You know, I was at the radio station already. And I rattled off like seven different things. He's like, well, you're going to have a disappointing life. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you got to pick one. Like, you can't dabble in all of it. I've never forgotten that. And yet I've dabbled in all of it. But it's worked out, actually. It's worked out better than I think he thought it would. But he is right. I've never picked, like, you know, some people want to be a talk show host, and that's it. That's their focus. I want to be a talk show host. You know, for me, I want to do play-by-play. I always wanted to do this. I'd like to do the play-by-play more now than this. But, like, for the last 25 years, it was like, oh, I'll do that. That sounds fun. I'll be a reporter. Why not? Be around the game. Be in the locker room. But I never focus on, like, one thing.
Yeah. But we're in the same field, at least.
Same field. But, I mean, think about it, though, Al. Started as an intern to a tape op, to a board op, to a producer, to a reporter, to a part-time anchor, to a part-time talk show host, full-time anchor, still reporting. Like, it's been like everything. And then the play-by-play mixed in starting in 2000, whatever, four. I never, like, Ian Eagle, play-by-play man. That's it. Just does games. And all these guys I see at arenas, that's all they do are games. And I'm jerking around in 17 different things still. You know? Now, the money's worth it. It's great. It would be nice to do one thing.
Yes.
You know? And be really good at one thing. Or, I'm sorry. Yeah. Be great at one thing.
Be great at one thing. Just be great.
Be great.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. We did that at 5 a.m. We'll be back here tomorrow on a Wednesday at 5 a.m. Until then, soon!
April means draft month. Commanders rumors, mock drafts, and the big decisions all getting picked apart.
Will the Commanders go get another playmaker on offense or finally fix the defense?
The Caps are pushing for the playoffs, and every game suddenly feels like it matters.
And Nationals baseball is underway, too. Early signs, lineup questions, and who's starting to figure everything out?
We just say what we think every morning.
Follow the Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Draft season is here, and the Commanders are getting closer to decisions that could shape this roster for years.
Do they go get an impact playmaker? Do they finally fix the defense? This is how teams build it the right way.
That's what we're reporting every day.
I've been in that locker room. The type of players you bring in now changes what the team looks like on Sundays.
On B. Mitch and Finley, you get real reporting plus a former player's perspective.
Straight football talk, no hype.
Follow and listen to B. Mitch and Finley on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove, no problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.